Okay, praise the Lord. Wonderful. Welcome, everybody. All honor, all glory, all power. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us your power as we work to develop more of it in our lives in Jesus' name. Give us all power, it's us who need to develop more of it in our lives in Jesus' name. That all honor, all glory goes to you, Lord. It all goes to you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise, worship, and glorify your holy name. Okay. Well, if you know any sins, confess them now. If not, please repeat an our sins prayer with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any
I'm
sins.
not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness,
of all unrighteousness,
according to 1 John 1:9.
according to 1 John 1:9.
Praise the Lord, Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, so we all know the election's over. And we don't take political sides, but we do it as biblically correct. And the Bible says to pray for all of our leaders and to pray for our nation. So I'm going to repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
we pray that you, Lord,
we pray that you, Lord,
would heal our nation
would heal our nation
and bring unity
and bring unity
to whatever was dividing this country
to whatever is dividing this country
and help us.
and help us.
We pray according to the Bible
We pray according to the Bible
for our leaders,
for our leaders
that we,
that we,
our children,
our children
and children's children
and our children's children
can live in quiet
can live a quiet
and peaceable life
and peaceable life
in this land.
in this land.
We pray over our nation today
We pray over our nation today
and this election week
and this election week
that there's a peaceful
that there's a peaceful
transition.
transition.
We continue to pray
We continue to pray
for protection,
for protection,
not just for our own lives,
not just for our own lives,
but for all our communities.
but for all of our communities.
And it's so important
And it's so important
because there has been rampant crime.
because there has been rampant crime.
We need the angels of God
We need the angels of God
and the powers of heaven
and the powers of heaven
to stop
to stop
so that our communities
so that our communities
can be made safe.
could be made safe.
We ask God
We ask God
to help our nation now.
to help our nation now
In the name of Jesus.
in the name of Jesus.
According to 2 Chronicles 7:14,
We're in 2 Chronicles 7:14.
if my people
If my people
who are called by my name
who are called by my name
will humble themselves
will humble themselves
and pray
and pray
and seek my face
and seek my face
and turn
and turn
from their wicked ways,
from their wicked ways,
then I will hear from heaven,
and I will hear from heaven.
I will forgive their
I
sin,
will forgive their sin,
and I will heal their land.
and I will heal their land.
The Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
we ask for an outpouring of your love
we ask for an outpouring of your love
across this nation,
across this nation,
that revival starts,
that revival starts,
and people
and people
all across this nation,
all across this nation,
including our territories,
including our territories,
will turn from their wicked ways,
will turn from their wicked ways,
seek your face,
seek your face,
so you will heal our land.
so you'll heal our land.
And we go forward today
And we go forward today
in unity
in unity
to serve you,
to serve you,
our Lord
our Lord
and Savior,
and Savior,
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so praise God. We're going to do some more of the Profit Your Soul and Be in Health series. We're going to section 8. Jesus heals the blind and every infirmity. Now, Jesus quoted Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to proclaim liberty and to recovery of the sight of the blind. Now, that's important because No prophet before Jesus had ever healed the blind. They'd done huge miracles. They'd cured leprosy. They'd raised from the dead, but nobody had ever healed a blind person. Now, I don't really know exactly why that was, but for some reason, there's an association between that and seeing the truth. You know, there's physical healing of blindness, physical healing of every sickness and infirmity. When Jesus healed, they all were healed. It doesn't say some were healed. They were all healed. And four, Jesus helps the people with giving you spiritual clarity. Now, this is where the spiritual side comes in. Comprehension and understanding for spiritual blindness. Now, the devil's done a fantastically talented job of making people spiritually blind. And that caused a lot of confusion. But with Jesus, we can pierce that. We see the spiritual clarity. You know, like with Fred Price, you say we walk by faith, not by sight, because he didn't need his sight to see in the natural. He walked by the faith what he saw in the spirit. And that's where we need to go. As these more challenging times come, we need to hear the Lord and be able to see not what's in the natural, but what's in the supernatural. As we look at every challenge facing us, we look out of the natural, but we see victory in the supernatural. As you go forward now, our goal is to get to a higher level where no matter what is attacking you, you can get past it quickly. And I mean, almost immediately. You know, Jesus healed people instantly. Okay? When he spit on the ground and put mud in the guy's eyes, he said, go wash it. When he washed his eyes, the man was healed. Okay? Lay with the issue of blood. The second, the nanosecond she touched the hem of his garment, she was healed. The centurion, just say the word, my servant was healed. At that moment, the servant was healed. Things happened instantly with Jesus. When he made the wine, it went from water to wine in a second. Things are going to start happening very fast for us because we are reaching to that supernatural level of power of the Lord. That's why our last song was so important. Our glory and honor goes to the Lord. It's not for us. But he's given us power. And he's given us all power. We just haven't used it properly yet because we need to follow up and figure out some more things. We have all the power of the Lord inside of us. The minute we accepted Jesus Christ in our heart, got the Holy Spirit filled inside of us, we have all the power of God inside of us. Now, we have to know how to use it. Here's an example. You've got the fastest Ferrari ever built. You're on the racetrack. You've got to know how to get it out of first gear, or it's not going to do what it's supposed to do. Okay? That's what this is all about. Getting us going to shift in the higher gears and to get that car up to the 240, 250 miles an hour it can be, get our power up to where it needs to be. So when we see somebody, we can walk up to them and pray for them and heal them. Now, this is very important. As these more challenging times come along, you're going to have more and more opportunity to minister to people, family, friends, and even strangers. As they see the miracles that you're performing, again, you're the vessel, all glory goes to God. They see these miracles, the world, the kingdom of God is going to grow because of what you're doing and learning here. This is extremely exciting and important. In addition, you're going to instantly know how to solve all those financial challenges. You instantly know how to be healed yourself. You instantly know how to communicate with somebody because the Lord will speak through your tongues. There won't be this miscommunication challenge we have all over the world today. Everything's going to become very, very crystal clear. Okay? The blindness, the spiritual blindness is going to go. Now, we do an unaware sins prayer. And a couple Sundays ago, when I was teaching Pastor Karen, the Lord had me say this. The Unaware Sins Prayer is a fantastic prayer. We've all been blessed by it. But you still need to go to the Holy Spirit and find out what the root is of that sin. So you get rid of that sin and stop doing it once and for all. If there's something that we're doing that's a sin and we don't know about it, we continue to do the sin, we have more openings for the devil to attack us. Now, granted, we do the Unaware Sins Prayer in the meantime, and we're stopped, we're cleansed at that point in time. But if we say, okay, do the Unaware Sins Prayer, and we say, Lord, what is the sin? And he says, well, you're improperly saying something, you know, to correct that verbiage so you don't improperly say something. The person that says they will be healed isn't saying it properly. It's they were healed. Okay. Pastor Karen, you had something?
Yeah, I think that it's important that we realize that saying the Unaware Sins Prayer and dealing with that, those sins are very important, because then it keeps us in the kingdom of God and keeps us protected from the attacks of the devil. But eventually you're going to want to get to keep peeling the onion layers back to ask God to make us aware so that we could get to the root cause and when you get to the root cause, then the things that can attack you when you're not aware will be eliminated. So it's still important to dig deep, okay? So we know that God can help us with all of these areas. And just like we always say, if someone's lost in the forest and they can't get out of the forest, a park ranger in a helicopter with a bullhorn can say, hey, you know, you texted the rangers that you need help and we located your GPS through your phone. We'll guide you out of the forest. Make a right at the next big rock. Make a left over there by the river. They can guide because they're at another perspective where they can see. So tonight we want God to help us see the hidden sins, to make us become aware of that which we need to still confess, repent, renounce, and break those ungodly ties out and get them out of our life. So if you're willing to do that, then we're going to work on that tonight. Wednesday nights are like workshops. You know, it's great that you're learning what's going to happen in the end times. Pastor James really feels led to prepare people for the end times so that you're not the one just needing a miracle, but you're the one who can be a miracle maker. Okay, so we need to go from glory to glory, level to level.
Okay, so as we search for unaware sins, our unaware sins, we need to have the true hearing of the Holy Spirit so he can correct you properly on things you need to be. Now, all of us need to be corrected. I use the analogy that when I was in bowling, my dad could stand behind me, see what I was doing wrong, correct me. Okay, he'd tell me what to do, how to make an adjustment, so forth. Okay. Every athlete in the professional levels has a coach that tells them what they're doing. Okay. The Holy Spirit is our coach. Okay. Now, he's not going to demean you. His only goal is to help improve you so you're ready for what's coming up ahead. Okay. And it means you have to not be prideful. We don't think that, oh, I already know all that. Okay. It's what else do you need me to do? And when you look at like Olympic athletes, once they get to a certain level, the corrections are very, very small, but they make big difference. Okay. It's easy when you're going through the lower levels. You saw this great improvement, great improvement, great improvement. But when you're really fine tuning to get that next level, that supernatural level, that Michael Phelps type level, it's a quarter of a second faster. You know, it's not 2 minutes faster. It's a quarter of a second faster. Sometimes it's a half a second faster. Sometimes it's an eighth of a second. But it's just a little bit here and there. So don't be surprised if the Holy Spirit makes a few small adjustments to you that can have great, big, huge impact on your life. Okay? All right. So Luke 8:17. For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open. So Holy Spirit, we need to know what it is. So repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
According to Luke 8:17.
According to Luke 8:17.
There is nothing hidden.
There is nothing hidden.
That will not be disclosed.
That will not be disclosed.
And nothing concealed.
And nothing concealed.
That will not be known.
That will not be known.
Or brought out into the open.
Or brought out into the open.
I'm going to follow with 1 Corinthians 2:10. For God
has unveiled them
and revealed them to us
through the Holy Spirit.
For the Holy Spirit
searches all things.
Okay, so now we're going to pray for God to reveal to you if there's any unaware sins right now. So Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we're going to spend a few minutes in quiet receiving time. Let us know what their unaware sins are. Okay. And we're going to repent for those sins. And we're going to take care of them right now and ask God not to do them again. So go ahead. Okay. To do that, I'm going to read Ephesians 1:18. By having the eyes of our heart flooded with light, we can know and understand the hope which you have called us and how rich your glorious inheritance in the saints is set apart ones. Okay, so repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Having the eyes of my heart.
Having the eyes of my heart
flooded with light, so that I can know
and understand
the hope
to which you have called me
and how rich
your glorious inheritance
is in the saints
and set apart ones.
Okay, so Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking everybody to take a few minutes of quiet. Just receive now. Ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, show each of us any of our sins that we need to correct so we can go forward right now and repent of them, so I do an unaware sins prayer over them, but have completely forgiven. Help us not do those sins again in Jesus' name. So as you do that, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray of everyone here that you open their hearts, take that light and flood out whatever sins there are and show them, everybody, what challenges they have, what sins they have. They're causing these challenges. Lord, just let your voice be heard to them as we sit in this still, quiet moment now, that they can receive from the Holy Spirit and hear what any challenges and sins are in their lives they're not aware of at this time. In Jesus' name. Some of you deal with unforgiveness from your childhood. You thought you had forgiven, but there's still a deep hurt that's been carried. You need to release that now when we go through the prayer in Jesus' name. A lot of challenges of regrets right now in Jesus' name. Any challenges of fear out there that you're not dealing with properly? You can't just cover it up, you got to get rid of it. Thank you. Professor Karen, you want to add to this?
The Lord showing me that there's some people who don't realize that you are challenged to worry, but you don't recognize it as worry because it might be considered concern for someone else. Maybe you lay down at night and your thoughts keep gravitating to a certain situation. You try to figure it out, figure it out, figure it out, figure it out. That's a form of fear. Worry is a form of fear. Maybe some people might be afraid of what's going on in the world right now, what's going on in our nation. Will inflation get worse? Will you be able to make ends meet? Concerned about a diagnosis? Not seeing progress in areas that you believe you should have progress in? If you beat yourself up about a mistake, those are sins. Sometimes identifying sins aren't easy because we don't recognize it as sin. Or living with a pain that you shouldn't have to live with, that's sin of self-hatred. or having an insecurity or low self-esteem, we don't recognize that as sin. That's not loving ourselves. So there might be some areas of rejection that you don't want to offend somebody, or you put up with someone's bad behavior because you don't want them rejecting you. And it's a sin because you're not making a boundary and allowing someone to mistreat you. Expecting better results, but doing the same thing over and over because you're not changing and improving. Maybe some of you might need to spend more time with God, and He's trying to invite you to do that, but you haven't yet. Is that something that you might need to apologize to the Lord for? Or maybe the Lord wants you to do something, but you haven't quite gotten it done yet. And every day that goes by and it's not done, you don't realize you have to repent again because you were disobedient for another day. Procrastination is a sin that builds up day by day by day. If you don't do it today, then that's a sin that you have to repent of today. If tomorrow you're supposed to do it again and you didn't, then you have to repent that day again. So those are some things that might help you investigate and ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to be aware of that I'm not aware of? Because I want to change, I want to grow. I want to repent and turn around and get rid of those challenges in my life. Let's pray in tongues for a while. And then we're just going to sit quiet again. As we pray in tongues, we're going to pray over ourselves. And the Holy Spirit's going to pray through us the perfect prayer, so that we could be released from any sins that we're unaware of. There's a lot of burdens lifting off of people right now. A lot of guilt, shame, condemnation, things of the past. He's breaking it off of you right now. Rejection's going. Fear of offending people, that's going. Man pleasing, it's going. Guilt, go in the name of Jesus. You might want to get a piece of paper and pen and write down whatever the Holy Spirit's showing you, so you can address that and be vigilant that you don't walk in those areas anymore. And Put a number one in the chat. If the Holy Spirit's revealing to you any hidden sins you are unaware of that you need to see RB. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for ministering to each of us, because we all want to get set free of things that we don't realize that can still easily be beset us. Help us, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, so repeat after me, please.
Those of you that want to confess the sins that the Holy Spirit showed you. Heavenly Father. I am sorry that I sinned by.
You go ahead and name your sins that he's revealing to you. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Please cleanse me.
Please cleanse me.
From all unrighteousness.
From all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1 9.
According to 1 John 1 9.
And help me not do.
And help me not do.
These sins again.
These sins again.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now let's just worship him. We worship you, Lord. 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 Amen. So you might want to do these introspection kind of spiritual exercises some more on your own, like all week long. And every day ask the Lord, is there a sin that I'm unaware of that you need to show me? And let's work on getting ourselves to a point where we're just always improving and having the Holy Spirit coach us and guide us so that we can get rid of those things. Put a number two in the chat. Did this teaching and workshop help you in any way? Anybody? Okay, good. All right. So practicing this on a daily, regular basis is going to help you greatly in your life. And if you didn't hear anything today, it might have been too short of a time period, or maybe you're challenged to be tired at the end of your day. But if you do it when you have your private time with the Lord on a regular basis, things will start changing in your life. And you're like, because the Holy Spirit is so gracious. He's not going to beat you up. He's not going to hit you with a hammer. He's just going to very gently say, hey, you might want to work on this area. And I love that about him. So that, you know, there might be something that's constantly challenging me, like a physical ailment challenge. And if I get rid of the root cause, then I'm not going to have that ailment anymore, you know? Or whatever challenges. So this is to help us get set free and walk in freedom. Amen.
Let's be honest with something. The enemy is very talented at his game. And he's been working on you since your birth. And he's been working to condition you to things. And we have to renew our minds. And I'm going to phrase this. Certain things that are just natural for people to do because they've been conditioned to do it, but they're not right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not your fault. It's the enemy. But until we realize something, until somebody corrects you, you can't do this. Now, here's a very simple analogy. When I was playing baseball, I had a misunderstanding of the strike zone the way it was. So I struck out a lot. Somebody explained what the strike zone really was. Okay. I could correct my batting stance and take care of it. And I was going to be a pretty good hitter. But the bottom line is, it wasn't my fault that we explained the strike zone properly to me. I just wasn't taught right. Well, that's what this is. You've been retaught or reprogrammed by something. So our goal is to get you taught correctly. Not that you're bad or anything wrong, but that you know where these challenges are so you can make the corrections you need to do to get past these challenges in your life. Because if I hadn't changed that, I would have washed out of baseball a long time ago because nobody would have thought I could hit. So, okay.
So 3 John 1:2, Beloved, I wish that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. So as we are prospering our soul by doing these spiritual exercises, then you're going to see improvement in your health. You're going to see improvement in your energy, your stamina, your clarity. Prosperity isn't just finances and money and wealth. It is being successful in your walk with Christ Jesus in every area. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go to communion. And Deborah, you're into the body tonight. Thank you.
And then Rita, you're going to do the blood after. When,
get them yourself and not do it by faith.
Hey, there you are.
Hello there.
Good to see you.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Okay. God bless us. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the forgiveness of our sins. We thank you, Lord, that you have cleansed us from all unrighteousness. And in the name of Jesus, we take this bread. And we thank you, Lord, that this is your body broken for us. Thank you, Jesus, for the great love with which you came and showed us the way to the Father, and that you modeled for us what it is to be like you, and to walk in divine authority, wisdom, and revelation, and to be that we are now the sons and daughters of the Most High, that you are the firstborn among many. And so as we take of this, your body, Lord Jesus, we thank you that healing is the children's bread, and that as we eat of this bread, that you are the living bread, and we receive that life, and it infuses each and every cell of our bodies. The resurrection power floods into us, heals and restores us, and manifests in us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We take this, your body, in remembrance of you, and the power that you have in your body is fused into ours, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Deborah. That was great. Good communion ministry. Okay, and Frida, can you do the blood?
The life of God in the blood floods every cell, every organ, every system, all the empty spaces in our bodies, driving out all demons, devils, evil spirits, sickness, diseases, and infirmities. We have been set free by the blood of Jesus. Partake now by drinking his blood.
In Jesus' name.
We agree in Jesus' name. And receive in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Frida. Good job.
Appreciate
that. Those are our 20 affirmations. We'll be healed by the stripes of Jesus. Everybody ready? We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. One more.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, praise the Lord. So next week, Wednesday, Tony and Beth will be doing communion. That will be the 13th. The week before Thanksgiving, who would you like to get to do communion?
I believe the week before Thanksgiving, we're not having a...
You're right.
On the 20th?
It was that
The 20th, yes, but not on the...
right.
That's not the week before.
Yeah, we're talking about the 20th.
Not the day before Thanksgiving, but the week before Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, we still need...
Gotcha. Yeah,
but you're correct about that, which we were going to make an announcement, so you're right on target.
Okay,
so on the 20th, which is the Wednesday before... Two Wednesdays before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Well, since I stuck my foot in my mouth, I might as well put some communion in there too. So I volunteer.
Okay. Thanks, Pastor Matthew. That's great.
Great. Okay.
Okay. Who else wants to do communion with Pastor Matthew on Wednesday the 20th?
How about Sharon Crane? Would you do it for us, Sharon?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, great.
So Pastor Matthew, the body, and Sharon can do the blood.
Okay, so then the announcement.
Wednesday the 27th.
We will not have service.
Yeah, we're going to.
So write that down.
The Wednesday before Thursday of Thanksgiving, we'll not have service.
So Wednesday the 27th, no service. That day, and then we will see you after Thanksgiving. And if you come early to the fellowship at 6:15 on December 4th, then we can find out all about your Thanksgiving holiday.
That sounds great. Praise the Lord.
That would be fun.
Okay. I will close in prayer. Excuse me. Heavenly Father, in the evening, we praise you and glorify your name. We thank you for all you've done for us. Thank you that people today are receiving and hearing your voice about corrections they need to make in their lives, that gentle, sweet instructions, not the harsh taskmaster, not the browbeating, but just tell us how to correct our lives, get rid of any challenge we have so we can go forward preparing for the end times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Okay, praise the Lord. That was good service tonight. I think a lot of people received.